This examination of Revelation 11 is not affiliated with any religion, other person, or group. The research was done independently on my own and is under copyright. In the previous videos, we looked at the timeline in Matthew 24, which indicates the asteroid will hit at the end of a tribulation period that will start after the abomination of desolation stands in the holy place. In order to understand more about this, the author referred us to the book of Daniel. So we looked at Daniel chapters 2, 7, and 8, which provide a timeline from 605 BC to the current age, giving details about four major empires. Then Daniel chapter 11, verses 1 through 31, told us what the abomination of desolation was, when it was placed, where it was placed, and who it was placed by. After that, we examined Daniel chapter 12, which gave us two specific periods of time: the 1290 years, which occurred before the abomination of desolation, and the 1260 years, which occurred sometime after the escape of those who were living in Judea at the time. At that point, it became clear that the 1290-year period began in 606 BC and ended at the building of the Dome of the Rock in 685 CE. After we finished examining the long period timeline in the book of Daniel, the last chapter led us to the book of Revelation through the timeline codes. The time, times, and dividing of a time in Daniel 7 was repeated in Daniel 12, and the only other place it's mentioned is in Revelation 12. So the path of the codes led us to Revelation 12, which we examine next. In Revelation 12, we were given a specific celestial configuration which occurred in the sky in 686 CE during the years when the Dome of the Rock was being set up. This exact celestial configuration, involving the positions of the Sun, Moon, planet Saturn, and the constellation Virgo from our perspective on Earth, occurred in the second year that the Abomination of Desolation was being built, which further proves the timeline in Revelation 12 is parallel to the timeline in Daniel 12 and Matthew 24. The timeline in Revelation 12 then describes two escapes, one after the setting up of the Dome of the Rock in 685, and another escape by flight after the war in the sky, which appears to have been World War II. The first escape was of those in Judea, and the second escape will be of all those written in the book, as explained in Daniel 12, who are also referred to as the elect in the book of Matthew. Revelation 12 also clarified for us that the time, times, and half a time occur after the 1260 days or years, and that time, times, and half a time is the final time of trouble that will start at the asteroid impact. After examining Revelation 12, we then moved on to Revelation 13, which also provides details about the same time period, the 42 months, which we know is equal to 3.5 years, which is a time, times, and half a time. Revelation 13 then gave us more details about the previous 2,000 years, confirming the identity of the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns and the little horn, which many refer to as the Antichrist. It became apparent at that point that the whole world is currently worshiping the beast and the little horn now, but the intense final time of trouble will not accelerate until after the asteroid impact. In this video, we're going to examine the next chapter in the Bible that addresses the code time periods of 42 months and 1260 days, Revelation 11, which confirms and adds details to the timeline found in Daniel 12, Matthew 24, and Revelation 12. We'll also go into extreme detail on the identity of the two witnesses. Revelation 11, verse 1 says, "And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein." So the first point in this chapter is about the temple of God and the people inside of it. In the book of Daniel, the temple of God was at Jerusalem, but it was destroyed in 70 CE. But Revelation 11 clarifies in verse 19 that when it says measure the temple of God, it's not referring to the temple in Jerusalem, but the temple of God in heaven. It says the temple of God was opened in heaven. So in verse 1, John is about to measure the temple of God in heaven and those who are in the temple of God in heaven. So we'll take note of that here. The temple of God is in heaven, and both the temple in heaven and the people inside of it are being measured. Then verse 2 says, "But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Notice the word translated as Gentiles, number 1484, also means multitude. So it says, the court of the heavenly temple is not measured, and it will be given to the multitude. And the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. The definition of the word tread is to walk. So verse 2 is saying the multitude will walk the holy city 42 months. Revelation 21 verse 2 says the holy city will come down out of heaven prepared as a bride after the cataclysm. Since the holy city is in heaven, then Revelation 11 is saying the multitude will be walking the holy city in heaven for 42 months. This is confirmed in Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. It says, "The great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations, will be before the throne where God is," that's in heaven, "and they are those which came out of the great tribulation, and the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, will feed them." That period of 42 months that the multitude will walk the holy city in heaven is also mentioned in Revelation 13. It's also referred to as a time, times, and half a time in both the book of Daniel and Revelation 12, and it's equal to 3.5 years. Throughout the biblical literary codes, we're told this time of trouble will occur after the asteroid impact at the end of the tribulation of the days. This multitude is referred to as the people in the book in Daniel 12, the elect in Matthew 24, and the woman in Revelation 12. Revelation 12 says the woman will fly into her place where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time, and her place is a place prepared by God. Revelation 7 says the great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations, will be fed before the throne in heaven. Revelation 11 says, "Measure the people inside the temple of God in heaven," but the court of the temple of God in heaven cannot be measured because it is given to the multitude. They will be walking that holy city in heaven for 42 months and will return to the earth afterward, as Revelation 21 explains. So Revelation 11 verses 1 and 2 refer to the escape of the multitude to the heavenly place. They are there for 42 months, which is 3.5 years, otherwise known as a time, times, and half a time, as confirmed in the book of Daniel and Revelation 12. So the multitude will walk the holy city for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. The holy city is in heaven and will come down to earth as a bride at the end. The Lamb feeds the uncounted or unmeasured multitude, which comes out of the tribulation, to God's throne. The woman is nourished for a time, times, and half a time, which is 3.5 years after the escape by flight. Then Revelation 11 verses 3 and 4 say, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth." Our previous examination of Revelation 12 established that the 1260 days are a 1260-year period that started sometime after the Dome of the Rock was set up in 685 CE. The book of Matthew calls it the tribulation of those days, which can also be translated as the tribulation of the days, which we now know refers to the 1260 days, which represent years in this case. This indicates that at the same time those in Judea fled into the wilderness after the Dome of the Rock was set up, the two witnesses began prophesying. The word translated as prophesy, number 4395, means to act as a prophet. So verse 3 says the two witnesses will act as prophets for 1260 days or years. So we'll add that here as the first point regarding the two witnesses. Then verse 4 says, "These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth." That's the next point. The two witnesses are the two olive trees and two candlesticks. The two olive trees are mentioned in Zechariah 4. He says he saw seven lamps and two olive trees, and he asked the angel what they were, and the angel said in verse 10 that the seven are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. The seven in verse 10 seem to refer to the seven lamps in verse 2. The word translated as lamps in this verse, number 52:16, literally means candle. So Zechariah 4 is talking about seven candles, and in verse 10 he says these seven candles are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. The word Lord, number 3068, is Yahweh. So Zechariah is saying the seven candles are the eyes of Yahweh, which run to and fro through the whole earth. We'll take note of that here. The seven candles are the eyes of Yahweh throughout the whole earth. In Revelation 1, John says he saw seven candlesticks, and in the midst of them one like the Son of Man, who told him the seven candlesticks are the seven churches. The word translated as churches, number 1577, means a gathering of citizens, an assembly of the people. So we'll add that here, the seven candlesticks are seven churches. So it seems the two candlesticks represent two of the seven churches or assemblies of people. We were also told the two witnesses are the two olive trees. And Zechariah says in verses 11 through 14 that the two olive trees or olive branches represent the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the earth. So the two olive trees are the two anointed ones. Therefore, the two witnesses are two churches of anointed people in the whole earth. In Isaiah 43 and 44, we're told Jacob and Israel are witnesses. This is confirmed in Joshua 24 when Joshua said to all the tribes of Israel, "You cannot serve the Lord. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you the Lord to serve him." And they said, "We are witnesses." The word translated as Lord in these verses is number 3068, which is Yahweh. So the tribes of Israel are saying here they are the witnesses for Yahweh. In other words, they are the eyes of Yahweh over the whole earth, as Zechariah explained. So Israel represents one of the two witnesses. This is also confirmed by the description of the olive tree. The two witnesses are the two olive trees, and the book of Judges provides a riddle about the olive tree. It says, when the other trees asked the olive tree if it would rule over them, it replied, "Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man?" This tells us the olive tree is fat, and in Deuteronomy 32 verse 15, we're told Jeshurun is waxed fat. It seems Jeshurun refers to Jacob in this chapter. Jacob is Israel, as explained in Genesis 35, and in Isaiah 44, we're told Jacob, which is Israel, and Jeshurun are Yahweh's witnesses. So the olive trees are the two witnesses, and they are fat, and Jeshurun, who is Jacob, who is Israel, is also fat, and they are witnesses. This clarifies that the two witnesses are fat, although they're acting as prophets in sackcloth, and they represent two churches of anointed people and the eyes of Yahweh running to and fro over the whole planet. Israel is one of those churches according to the Old Testament, and the other is explained in the New Testament. In Matthew 23, Jesus said the scribes and Pharisees, who he called hypocrites, were witnesses and serpents. So the scribes and Pharisee hypocrites were witnesses. In Matthew 24, we're told the gospel will be preached for a witness unto all nations. But the word translated as for, number 1519, also means among. So it can also say the gospel will be preached among the witnesses. And in Matthew 26, we're told two false witnesses persecuted Jesus. So two false witnesses were persecutors of Jesus. And Paul the Pharisee said in Acts 26 verse 16 that he was made a witness. So Paul the Pharisee was a witness. And in 1 Corinthians 15 explained that he was not meet to be called an apostle because he persecuted the church of God. And if Christ had not actually risen, then they would be found false witnesses. Paul told the Thessalonians that they themselves were witnesses. So Paul proclaimed his followers witnesses. And Paul was what some consider to be the founder of Christianity. He coined the term Christian at the founding of the churches in Acts 11. The Bible seems to clarify then that the two witnesses refer to the Christians and the Jews. The religion of Judaism is literally Judaism, stemming from the tribe of Judah, which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel, which we're told are witnesses, and Christianity is an offshoot of Judaism. This wiki article says around the 1st century CE, there were several small Jewish sects, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Zealots, Essenes, and Christians. Christianity survived by becoming a separate religion, and the Pharisees survived in the form of rabbinic Judaism, today known simply as Judaism. So it seems clear that the Jews and the Christians are witnesses. 1 John 2 also indicates the Christians received anointing, which confirms Zechariah 4:14. The Christians received anointing, so they are the anointed ones. And one final point, there are currently 7 billion people on the planet, which may correspond to the 7 candlesticks in Revelation 1. And out of those 7 billion, roughly 2 billion are either Jewish or Christian. The two candlesticks, the two churches, the 2 billion Christians and Jews as of the year 2015. The two witnesses, therefore, are, according to the Bible, the religions of Judaism and Christianity, who are the two churches or assemblies of people who act as prophets in sackcloth, are the eyes of Yahweh over the whole earth, anointed ones, fat hypocrites, who preached the gospel over the whole world. So Revelation 11 is going to provide more details about the escape of the bride and the prophesying of the two witnesses. We'll continue this examination next week. For more information, the whole series playlist, Bible's Countdown to the Asteroid, is linked here, and there are several other videos linked in the description below. Just click on Show More to open up more links on this subject. If you like this video, please consider providing support. These presentations are funded by viewers like you. So thank you to everyone who is making this research possible. I hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you next week.